I'll read one more, and then then Gene Frumkin will take over here. Why don't we look at war in Massachusetts? I'm not going to dump on the Middle West all night and make fun against Barry Goldwater flying overhead. I'll read a poem, War in Massachusetts. Now, this is kind of a death poem. This is probably the subtlest, not in my form, which is free verse and doesn't have subtlety to it, which I carefully have kept out. If we're dealing with, there's nothing subtle about death, and there shouldn't be anything subtle about. Imagine a poem where a boy digs up coffins and cuts women's head off, done in I Am a Pentameter, in a sonnet form. It doesn't seem to move me somehow. This is another kind of a death, the death of waiting around where you're born in, staying there, and people around you are doing things and coming home as heroes, and you never become a hero. You're either too young or too old or not in the right place at the right time or whatever it is that makes those accidents that make heroes. Heroes instead of slobs, the accidental cowardice that makes a man fight for his life, not for someone else, but to get out of a situation, he's called a hero. In other fields, you don't receive medals for killing. This is a poem about my father who never received a medal for anything, which I'm very happy about. He was too young for the First World War, too old for the second, and I was too young for anything, I guess. And it is a statement to him. I address it dramatically to him, father kind of poem. It is an experiment to try to find out what was happening. Was anything really happening in Massachusetts while we were sending men over to save Charles de Gaulle for the second time? Was anything really happening? What are the byproducts of a war in which people are getting killed, in which your own family doesn't suffer? You go and you stand in a sugar line and a butter line, and you make believe that if there are two people that you split up and make believe you're from different families, and then you get double rations that way. That is one way in which you find out what it is to live on a ration basis. You also know what it is when they have mock aircraft come over, and the civil defense people look down, and if they don't see any lights, then they know that this is pretty safe. And then if the Jerrys ever did come over, Boston and the area would be saved. The only trick was that at 6 years old, I was never told that this was just a practice mission. I've been neurotic ever since. Everyone is just sitting around very calmly, and they say, "They're bombers, Sonny. They're bombers going over." And you're waiting for the bombs, and nothing happens. It's a very moment of anxiety, angst sets in. So there's a few of these peripheral or outside of the major areas of the war that I could only write about. I couldn't write about the war or something from non-experience. So I tried to show what it is to have a father that never receives a medal, but the guy next door always does. How does he compensate for it? Father, what was that blackout of windows? Mock aircraft over Tewksbury, hushed. We gathered on the midnight braided rug, sipping tea. The practice bombers trailed off west. Safely we drained our china cups while you loaded, shot, and mobilized. Grunty the pig shot for his scarce pork. I ran too late to his bleeding head, blitzed by a nest of green flies. I glimpsed him hanging quartered like a foreign spy. Coldly you fetched me from his demise, behind white shades drawn against the light. Those mornings, unlikely soldier, your flannel red shirt spared your life. Angered in your own home pasture, you fired at nothing I could see with untrained eyes. You marched me guerrilla style through fields where gourds surrendered to our impasse like overripe flesh. Each hunt I fell before the flush, the blast. We walked back to peace, your uneasiness, while a neighbor returned, a decorated ace, was paraded through town and got kissed. Father, I know why in your 50s, with rage, you splintered your shotgun on the basement floor. Thank you.